7 steps to selling a house in 7 days. Step 3, flip a coin for fast cash. Coin, or C-O-I-N, is the most overlooked marketing technique out there to sell a house quickly. Coin stands for Centers of Influence Networking. And believe it or not, Will Abreeza, after he joined the after he attended the first ever Thinkish Quick seminar as part of the Apprentice Challenge, which is like the implementation activity of the Thinkish Quick seminar, he and his team was able to find a buyer for a condo in just 6 days, and this was done even during Holy Week, okay? And they were able to do that, and they made 69,000 pesos in just 6 days. This is not a lot of money, but it's good money. And if you can make that every 6 days, that's a pretty good business, isn't it? So the point is, what they did is something very simple. They started enumerating the people that they know, okay, whom can help them find buyers for their properties. And in fact, they even enumerated the people that they know who can be potential buyers per se. Okay, so you can do either one, or you can do both things. You can think of whom in my network can be the buyer for this property, and or whom in my network, or who in my network can refer me buyers for this property. Okay, so you start with people around you. You ask the question, who are the people around me who has influence? Okay. That is when they tell something to their people, that their people believe them, the people, you know, want to do business with them. And later on, I'll explain what I mean by influence. And people who have a wide network to begin with. Okay, preferably people who have a wide network and they have a strong influence. Okay, so an example of one with a wide network but may not necessarily have a strong influence are admin assistants or secretaries, right? So admin assistants or secretaries, they know a lot of people in the offices that they work in, but they don't necessarily exert a strong influence that will influence them to buy, you know, properties necessarily. Whereas people who are real estate agents, okay, they have a wide network and they're also influential. Their clients obviously listen to them. You know, if they tell their client, hey, buy this property because of 1, 2, and 3, and the client, you know, it makes sense, then there's a good chance that the client will buy that property. Okay, so they're very influential and they have a wide network as well. Other people you can talk with who have a wide network and who are also influential are bankers. The reason why is because bankers are being approached by people all the time who already want to buy houses, right? You know, they want to buy their next home, and they approach a banker so that they'll be able to qualify for a mortgage, right? Or for a bank loan to buy a house. Bankers are also approached by real estate investors, right? Because real estate investors want to buy deals all the time, or buy good deals all the time, and they look at the foreclosure listings of banks, right? So if you talk to bankers, they might refer you potential buyers, both end buyers, okay? Like people who want to live in their next home, and those are the people who want to qualify for a bank loan, and investor buyers like renovators, rehabbers, and landlords who want to buy investment properties. So both can be your buyers for your properties, okay? Architects and contractors, they work with developers all the time. They know a lot of investors. These investors can be both sellers and buyers, right? So, you know, some investors or some developers they work with might be running out of cash, okay? And so they might need to sell some of their properties, or they want to buy, you know, more properties to develop or more properties to renovate, okay? So therefore, if you network with architects and contractors, they can refer you to some of their clients, to some of their bosses, basically, who are developers and rehabbers, and they rehab houses, or even landlords, actually, right? So therefore, those can be your clients to whom you can sell your house to very, very quickly, all right? So this may sound so simple, but really, it absolutely works. I have a student, for example, Thea Santos, who was able to sell one of the town homes that she's selling to a through a banker that she is working with, okay, who referred her other buyers for the property that she has. Okay, so that's an example of how this thing absolutely works in real life. Okay, Will Abreeza, through his teammate, was able to sell a condo in six days. And that buyer is an expat buyer who wants to have an investment property in the Philippines because, you know, he is going back and forth two countries, his home country and the Philippines. So he thought, I might as well buy an investment property here, you know, and that was how they were able to sell a house in just 6 days. Okay, so to get steps 4 to 7, the next steps 4 to 7 on how to sell a house in 7 days, 7 steps of selling a house in 7 days, sign up for the upcoming Think Rich Quick seminar. And, you know, once you sign up in the upcoming seminar, you will get step 4, which is extreme marketing. To get extreme results, that is, you use extreme marketing to sell houses extremely fast. So this was, you know, extreme offline marketing was what, you know, Jay Castillo's team used in order to sell a house, a foreclosed house in Maya Alta in Antipolo in just 7 days. And extreme online marketing was what the team of Dr. Joy Holgado used to lease 3 units in just 3 weeks, or lease 1 apartment door every 7 days, basically. Okay, so step 5, on the other hand, is how you build your buyer's database so that you build a real estate business that provides you with cash every single month, and not just at one time. You know, by having a buyer's database, you're able to buy and sell a house every single month, or even every single week. Okay, and then step 6 allows you to sell a property in a short span of time by actually launching the property, creating a lot of buzz and excitement about it. And this is also a way for you to get 50 to 100 buyers show up at your open houses. And once you do that, you're able to sell a house quickly and you build your buyer's database at the same time. And lastly, step 7 is you close the deal. Okay, and this is how you make money. You know, is once you close the deal, that is, you convince your buyer to buy the house, sign on the dotted line, give you the earnest deposit, and lock the deal in place. And then maybe you need to get the buyer qualified for a bank loan, or not, you know, not if he is a cash buyer. Okay, so how do you handle the paperwork and things like that? We will discuss that as part of step 7. So for more information, or to sign up for the upcoming Think Rich Quick seminar, go to buyfirstdeal.com to sign up for the upcoming seminar, Think Rich Quick seminar.